The Evolve Network is now live at evolvenetwork.tv. Subscribe for meal plans, recipes, cooking shows, and our very own The Magic Pill and The Magic Plant, as well as access to my favourite documentaries. The Evolve Network is also home to our full library of podcasts, with new release podcasts airing first and in full on the channel. You can also watch selected vodcasts in a video format. Meanwhile, enjoy this highlight of our podcast and head over to evolvenetwork.tv for the full Evolve podcast experience. The Evolve with Pete Evans podcast is a conversation about my favourite ingredients for a healthy human experience. We take an informed look at topics that include nutritional and emotional well-being, as well as expanded consciousness. I love exploring the topics that are not traditionally taught at school and take a deep dive into them with my special guests. I invite you to sit back and come along for the ride with an open mind and heart, and please share with your family and friends, as these podcasts may just be the seed from which many things will flourish from. Cheers. We've been using Waters Co. water filters for the last 10 years, and I wholeheartedly trust my family's health with them. Waters Co., established 1977, have personal and domestic water filters, which turns your ordinary tap water into great-tasting, alkaline, ionized mineral water, which removes up to 99.9% of fluoride, heavy metals, chemicals, and bacteria, so you can love your tap water again. The Bio 1000 is the latest edition of the BMP 1000 model and the culmination of over 40 years of experience and research into water filtration by some of the world's leading scientists. Waters Co. was first to market with natural gravity-fed systems, creating alkaline water way back in 1984, and have continued to lead the market in research and development, setting the benchmark for all other brands to follow. Please go to my webpage, peteevans.com, to learn more and to receive your special discount from my link on the products page. You're going to love it. Saren, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. How are you, sister?
I'm good, thank you. It's great to be here, Pete. I'm looking forward to what magic we weave together.
Exactly. I think we're suiting each other. We've both got red and green in the background. Yeah.
We didn't colour match, I promise.
It was actually Nick. Nick sends her love too. She's
love back to Nick.
She loves you, and she made it all nice for me this morning.
Sweet.
And I think she made me look nice too. So thanks, Nick. She'll pop in and say hello to you once we finish recording too. So
great.
You want to weave some magic. I think that should be what we're doing today, is weaving magic. And just so everyone knows, I've interviewed your beautiful partner, Azra, a couple of times now, and this has been a long time coming, and I'm so grateful that we get to share this time together.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Weaving magic. Take me on the journey of what magic. Define magic for me. That might be a nice place to start.
Oh, well, that's magic is such a big world, isn't it? A word. It has so many worlds within it. You know, magic, as I understand it, has many different layers. And, you know, part of what I teach is it's important to be precise about what layer you're working with. So for me, it's like everything is magic, you know. The world is magic. Nature is magic. We have this inherent magic in our bodies, in the environment around us. If we, if we really choose to tune in and amplify and believe in it, because we've been conditioned to believe that like magic isn't real. It just happens in like a Harry Potter novel. But, you know, magic is real. And now science is getting the language for this type of natural magic. You know, we know about the quantum field, which is here with us right now on a different layer of reality. So we're also interfacing at a quantum reality. So, you know, so there's all this magic around us that's available to anyone. You know, everything is magic. the world runs on magic. And the more you get into that kind of quantum science level of things, which obviously my husband, Azra Bertrand, teaches about in depth, the more that we see that, you know, what we've been calling magic in a woo-woo way is actually science. Like, science is a high form of magic in its purest form. And a lot of what we consider, you know, magical is actually just a structural function of how our world and our bodies and the cosmos has been put together. And then I add another layer onto that as well. Because even though everything's magic and we've all got this magical potential, we know that not everyone is accessing or working with that magic. And when we look at stories, you know, whether it's of Buddha or Jesus or Merlin and, you know, and all the unnamed women who taught them, is that there's this mythic lore that if you choose to dedicate yourself to this magic, you can start to do supernatural, what we call supernatural things, or gain superpowers, which again are very natural, they're innate, but they also require like a commitment and a dedication and a craft. So this is why, you know, in a lot of European witch traditions, it's called the craft. It's like, though it's innate, though we all have access to magic, there's a certain level, a certain frequency of very, very high magic that asks something of you. It requires that you work. It requires that you develop your craft, like a practice or a discipline. And in the yogic traditions, it's called sadhana. It's like you dedicate yourself to this art every day, even when you don't feel like it, you know, even when it's difficult. And then I add another layer onto that, which is feminine magic, which is often a very overlooked aspect of magic. Because for most people, if you say the word magic in the sense of like a magician, they might think of someone like Aleister Crowley or someone like that. You know, if they're thinking about people who've lived within the last few hundred years. And I'm not talking about that kind of magic. I'm talking about a very like secret women's tradition of magic, but that many men followed and participated in. And there were secret lineages of this like feminine magic after it had been forbidden in the world, because obviously it's so powerful and it locates a woman's body and feminine energy as a really powerful creative force, not just some kind of inner maternal aspect to, you know, kind of create children and make your dinner at night.
I mean, this is a big question here, but, and I've asked this with a lot of our guests, is the idea of purpose and what we're actually here to either learn, or remember. Yeah. What is our true purpose here in this earthly realm?
Well, firstly, I don't believe that our purpose is to suffer and learn. I believe that our purpose is to create and weave magic, you know, to use all the elements around us and within us and all the experiences we have to craft and create and weave something incredible. And I believe that the intelligence of Gaia, you know, our planetary mother, wants to co-create with us. She's saying, come on, let's have some fun. Let's see what we can do here. So I feel like the Earth is like an alchemist lab or an artist studio, should you choose to engage with the forces of magic in this world in that way. And so I do believe that that is our innate purpose, to come here and collaborate with the forces of nature and Gaia and each other to see how great it can get and what art we can create. And I love the word art, because art is not always perfect. You know, it's like when you say this, sometimes people think, well, we're trying to create like a utopia where everything's perfect and nothing ever goes wrong and you never have a bad feeling. No, we're creating a work of art, like this epic work of art, you know, with the cosmic forces embodied, you know, in these temporary human forms. So I do believe that's like the grand purpose of life on Earth and our evolutionary journey. But I do believe that every single person has a different destiny to fulfill. So, you know, and that's why sometimes in life it's so confusing, because some people have such a different destiny to fulfill than we do. And we don't get them, and we don't see the big picture, what I call the great weave, the big weave, that they're really annoying, obnoxious, as it seems to us. Destiny is actually like kind of creating a balance or an alchemy at some grand level, once we can really see that.
Over the last few years, a lot of people have been through, I mean, unavoidably, thrust into a very different way of life, you know, with some big choices they've had to make over the last few years. And a lot of people can get into that space of doom and gloom, and like, this is getting real at the moment. Like, there seems to be a lot of forces that are wanting to dictate how people live their life. And what I see at the moment is a lot of solutions that are emerging that have always been there, but they're sort of being thrust at the same time up as the, you know, the tyranny or the control mechanisms are coming forth from one perspective. Mm. And at the moment, this is my perception, is all of this underground or hidden or forgotten information is also rising at the same time. And I try not to use the word hope, because I think it's an interesting word that we can get caught up in, that somebody is going to come and fix things for us, or there's certain players out there that are going to fix this and improve the situation. Whereas I believe it is actually up to the individual to find their true potential, and from that, then those other external forces will have little or no power over us. So this is why I'm excited about this chat today, is talking about some of these remembrances or solutions or forgotten information that individuals that are listening or watching this today can potentially, if they're not already doing it, or if they are doing it, can grow their tools, so to speak, or remember their tools for navigating this particular time in human history. And before we get into some of these tools or skills or remembrance or information that you're about to share, have we gone through these periods before in human history? And perhaps you would like to sort of give us an understanding of human history with these ups and downs and doom and gloom and end of world type scenarios, and how we've managed to, again, as you say, weave through these big events in human history.
Okay, so, you know, I'm going to start with two things. The first thing is really simple. So for anyone, you know, watching or listening who has worked with the tarot, there's a tarot card called the Tower, which is actually connected to Mary Magdalene. But in tarot lore, which is kind of like an archetypal transformational psychology tool on some level, everyone in their life has their tower moment, which is when everything that you've built and you thought was right and the way, and like you're almost there, you've built your tower so high, you're gonna like touch heaven. And then on this journey, this archetypal journey, everyone has a tower moment where bang, the tower's down. Everything falls apart. And with it, everything that you thought was true, you know, all that sense of childlike innocence and trust and hope, like the world's good, everyone's good, it's all going to work out okay. It's like a tower moment is designed to adult you and to restructure your psyche so you can hold a more complex narrative. And that is, you know, what Jung called the path of individuation, which in alchemical terms is literally our purpose to be here. And so
I really hope you enjoyed the first half of this podcast. If you'd like to listen to the rest, please visit evolvenetwork.tv. That's evolvenetwork.tv. We'll see you there.
The information, views, and opinions expressed in this podcast should not be treated as a substitute for nutritional, medical, or other advice by a qualified professional. Guests in this podcast express their own opinions, experiences, and conclusions. Nothing in this podcast should be used to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical condition. Neither Pete Evans nor any sponsor endorse any views, opinions, or conclusions expressed or shared in this podcast.